Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, October the 20th, 2023. Is it 18 minutes? I'm going to have to get my glasses changed. 18 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, joined in studio by, and then there's two, Matt Morgan tonight, Sean Kraft on vacation in Georgia, and Carrington Nelson at a wedding tonight. So it is Matt and I, but that's okay because we've never done a show alone, and it's the perfect night to do a show alone, Matt, because you have the results. Our representative, Jim Jordan, was up for Speaker of the House. Now, on Wednesday, he ran for Speaker of the House and lost by 20 votes. On Thursday, he ran for Speaker of the House and lost by 22 votes. Today, he ran for Speaker of the House and...
Lost by 26 votes.
Lost by 26 votes. Okay. And he's withdrawn now because they said, we don't want you in here anymore. We don't do that again. Don't run again. We don't want it, right?
He didn't necessarily withdraw. They took a closed doors vote to basically tell him he was not going to run.
They said, you can't do this anymore. Yeah. You're causing too much trouble here. We can't do it. So, our man is out. Our man, our representative, Jim Jordan, we're not going to get it. But we need a Speaker of the House, correct?
Yeah.
We have now been without a Speaker of the House for what, 2 weeks?
I do believe so.
This is embarrassing. It's embarrassing America. We can't do this anymore, right?
I agree.
So you and I tonight are going to do it. We're going to find a Speaker of the House. Now, we know you don't need any qualifications for this job, right?
Correct.
You don't need any. You don't have to be in the House of Representatives. All you got to be is breathing at this point and get votes, right? So you and I are going to, and by the time this broadcast is over by 10 o'clock, by hook or by crook, we're going to have a new Speaker of the House.
All right,
let's make a phone call. Let's see if we can find somebody to be Speaker of the House. I think it's very important. Give us your thoughts why I dial here.
I think it's kind of interesting that that they had to take a vote to get Jim Jordan to stop running as Speaker of the House.
Well, he's a persistent guy.
They had to tell him to stop.
Here we go. Let's see if we can find a Speaker of the House. Our search begins. It may begin with an answering machine. Nothing like dialing.
Hello.
On.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, we'll hope we'll get a call back there. Wait, see, it's trouble to find a Speaker of the House. Nothing but trouble. Let's try this person. We've got phone numbers.
we'll get them figured out.
We're going to find somebody to be Speaker of the House. Because we need a Speaker of the House. We cannot continue to go on like this. Dialing again. This ain't going well.
No,
it is everybody out tonight?
I don't see why it's...
Well, I don't think we got anything. Again. Well, we're going to find... What do we need in a Speaker of the House?
They just... As far as I'm aware, they just need to be able to put the votes or put the bills out onto the floor.
Do they need to be? Do they have to have any sort of character qualifications?
I wouldn't want to put somebody in there who's not super intelligent or something like that.
Well, because obviously we've got issues when it comes to finding this person. It's very, 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 very difficult, apparently. Let's try the phones again because, you know, I'm just worried about America right now. So I'm trying to fix America here tonight on the program.
Good. It needs some fixing.
Well, somebody's got to do something. We can't just sit by and idly watch America fall apart here. Let's pray that somebody answers the telephone.
We'll find one eventually.
Somebody's got to answer.
Hello?
Oh, Opal!
Yes.
Yes, it's Scott.
Scott, yeah, I hear you. What's up?
Oh, well, I tell you, Opal, we called you tonight for a very special reason. How's your evening going?
Well, I'm feeding my animals, my cats, and going to go to bed.
Oh, you were getting ready for bed.
Yeah, I start getting ready early, and then I try to get into bed by 10 or something like that, 10 or 11. I go to bed early, kind of.
Well, I understand that.
So what's going on?
Well, I tell you, the reason we've called you tonight, Opal, is have you seen what's going on with this whole can't find a Speaker of the House situation?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I've been listening to it. Just here a little bit. My television is going down, and volume can't come up, so I went and bought a new television, and I can't get somebody to tune it in for me. I'm having a little trouble following all the news, but I have seen that.
Mm-hmm. So do you have sound on your television?
Not much. I can make out some things they're saying and some things in the pictures on there fine. And then at the bottom of it, you know, it's a 43-inch, and it's at the bottom of it, the things that it says, you know, I can get some news out of that. So now, I kind of got a little bit of news.
But you can't hear what's going on, so you got to read it at the bottom, right?
Yeah,
that's no good.
Until I can get somebody to tune it in.
Yeah, you need somebody to come over and tune that thing.
What's that?
You need somebody to come over and tune that thing.
Yeah, to bring it in. And my new one, too. Both of them. Then I would have two going, you know.
Well,
it would be nice.
Yeah. Have you checked the mute button on your remote?
I haven't checked the mute button, I don't think. I checked the batteries, and they tell me that maybe I need a new remote, so I'm getting ready to, first of the week, you know, to try to get a hold of the manufacturer.
Well, if you get a chance, Opal, just hit the mute button and see if the sound comes on. But here's why I call it. Have you seen, because our representative in this district is Representative Jim Jordan, and he was trying to be Speaker of the House. He ran for it 3 times, and it just isn't going to happen for him, unfortunately.
No.
No. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think he would be all right. He would be a good one, and you know, good people they fight hard to keep him out, because I've just experienced some something with the government myself.
Oh, what happened, Opal?
On the EBT stamps, they took $4,200 away from me.
$4,200 on the food card.
Yeah.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, you might have heard it on TV saying, you know, when the that disease, you know, COVID, was going down, and what it's all about is that they spent too much money on the food stamps, and my sister had $6,000 on her food stamps. Yeah.
That's a lot of groceries.
So, yeah, they put too much money on the food stamp people. And they were just buying all kinds of, you know, they had plenty of money. And I had $4,200. And all of a sudden, they say that mine was stolen, which it was, but it was stolen from the government. It was, they took back what they did on that food stamp thing. They took back what they had given you free, you know, because of COVID. Well, that's your money. And because of, matter of fact, I knew it as soon as it came on the air that they were going to take away this extra money that they had given people for EBT, while they were going to take back that money, and they were going to start them again on the original money, the lower money that they were getting before. They gave them this raise, you know, this money, and so they did. They lowered everybody's.
Well, that's tragic. And Opal, this is why.
And then the government is wicked as can be. So then when mine came up missing, I saw where it was cashed in. $3,000 of it at one place in Massachusetts. Well, I found everything with the fraud department of welfare, and we made an appeal. Why can't I have my money? You know, and where did the money technically stolen? That was our speech. Can it be technically stolen? And we proved to the fraud department, and when we took this appeal, and I told the lady that was head over it, I said, I know who took it. It's a fraud from the government. The government took that money. It's taking that money from everybody. And so when we claimed that it was technically stolen, you know, by Cameron, and you know, they can line up behind you when you're using your EBT card and taking a picture, and they can technically get your numbers and everything and steal your money and go to stores. And the government's got just regular stores, you know, like Costco or something like that, you know, something on that order. And I've got printouts and everything. So the Lord had me to go through this to see how wicked the government is. So when they came on the air and they said, we're going to take away that extra money from your account, I knew right then. The government is taking that extra money, and then it comes up out of my account, and then they blame it was a technically fraud. Technical fraud.
Opal.
Are you getting my picture?
I am. We can't have this anymore. This is what I've decided.
This is terrible.
It's terrible. I understand. Oh, it's horrible. And you know, like you said, it's the wicked government, and we've got, you know, trouble because we've got no Speaker of the House. Now, here's what I understand. To get this job as Speaker of the House, you don't have to have any qualifications at all. You don't have to have you don't even have to be in the House of Representatives. You don't even need a job. So immediately I thought of you. And I said, Opal, you could be the next Speaker of the House. We need you. Your country's calling. We've got to fix this. Do you want to be Speaker of the House, Opal?
I don't think it is in my plan, in God's plan for me right now, because I'm still going through what I went through. And my calling is to, prevail, you know, exploit. These people that are doing it, like the government, you should have read that letter. Oh, they sent me a letter, and said you gave us the right information. You are right. In other words, if they said you gave us all the information we asked for to prove that this was a technical error instead of a government, and they said we'll give you 300. Tried to buy me off. And trying to buy everybody else off. We will give you a little over $300 if you will accept this when the fraud comes by. The government just tried to buy me off.
They tried to lowball you with $300, huh?
Yeah, lowball me with the $300.
That's horrible.
And I said, no, I'm not taking this.
No, but Opal,
$4,200 is missing out of my account.
Opal,
and I want it. It's
Opal.
Mine.
Oh, of course. But Opal, think of what you could do as Speaker of the House. You could expose all this. You could be right up. Wouldn't you like to bang that big gavel?
I sure would, but I don't know if I'm really in the kind of shape to go to Washington and do all of that traveling and everything because of my property. I went all. You know what I did the other day?
What did you do?
And it's biblical, and I want everybody to do it. Go. We've got the government that works against us. I just told you that. And he's working against the poor people, and we do need a good one in there. But I'm exposing the police department of Maumee. I'm exposing the police department of Oregon right now. I'm writing letters, and I'm proving Maumee over my sister, you know, doing what she did. Matter of fact, I told you that she died. Well, God took her out. You cannot believe what she was doing. I just wouldn't want to say it on the air. But God
took her out. He said, you're doing too much bad stuff. You're heading out. Your time's
done.
Well,
I had a guy come by here today and tell me how she tried to proposition him when he was my grass cutter. See?
Oh, she
all
propositioned your yard man?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And she...
No wonder she got taken out.
You know, having love scene with a man that was not her color, okay?
Oh.
And all this garbage and stuff. And and she was defaming my house and yelling at me, UFB, and all of this. And I said, I can't let my family be tortured like this. I can't let us go through this. God gave me my house, and I'm not going to be put up with it. So I sat right here, and I told God, I told the Lord, and I was crying. And I says, I can't put up with this no more. I can't go through it. I don't care about the money. You know, the little pay I was getting. I says, I don't care about the money. I care about my family. I care about us. And she was calling the police on me 44 times in years. And I'll just tell you a little something. I've got a lot to tell you, tell the congregation. When I brought her here, she started calling the police on me, and this is against the police. The police, this was before COVID, she would call the police for nothing. And when the police would come, they'd say, well, what is it? And she couldn't tell them. She was just trying to get me in trouble. And she stood there, and I said, well, I'm trying to help her. And she says, well, I don't want no help. Oh, she was the meanest thing that ever walked. And I went through all of that, and finally I got to my end. She wanted to move in with a man, and you can't do it. God put you here to stay, you know, until death do we part. And that was why God brought her here from Illinois. And boy, I had an awful, awful time with her. And finally, she says, I want my money. Well, I didn't have no money of hers. I only had my pay. And you're supposed to go to Social Security, so I'm getting to the biggie. The probate court of Toledo, runner who is Puffenberger, his name is Jack Puffenberger. He is an evil crook. He took Bonnie from me five years ago, or in 13. He took her from me on lies. And then God gave her back for 5 years. And then he devised an office and opened up an office and hired about 8 to 10 people who would, they were trying to take my house, my cars, and everything. They were trying to get my sister, okay, working through her, saying, we'll give you a man to live with if you get the payee from Opal. Well, I couldn't give away government money. You gotta go to Social Security. So I showed her where the money was going, and he was promising her to live with her and use her money, and it was all big lies. And it was done through the probate court, Jack Puffenberger. And while I was in the hospital, Jack took my he took my guardianship from me that I was working to get back when I was they tried to kill me. That was their purpose, and he took it back. And just a few days, like 8 days before I got out of the hospital, they hurried up and made up a new guardianship. Given this, these were scam people that he hired in this office, 701 Adams Street. They're scams, and they're called Lucas County Guardianship Services Board. He made that board up, so he and then stole my guardianship while I was laying life-threatening in the hospital. but I knew I wasn't going to die. And so, he's nothing but a rat. And in that nursing home, where I got the guardianship, and I put Bonnie in the nursing home for a little while. Why, he wouldn't answer his phone. I was trying to tell him there's trouble. And then finally, when he answered the phone, he said, I got something for you. And then when we went, I demanded to go to court. And this is McManus' lawyer. I'm exposing their names. And he was trying to get me to sign Bonnie off to the nursing home. And they kill him there. And they get insurance policies on these people that the nursing homes grab. Don't go to no nursing homes, because you'll come out like Bonnie in a casket. She died at a nursing home with poison.
Oh, Opal.
She was poisoned.
This is a harrowing tale, and it's just, you know, horrible. But here's the thing. I you have a big fan base in this area among kids.
Oh, I have it here. Tomorrow I'll be going down to the farmer's market, and I sing all up and down through the aisle.
Oh, well, Opal, we need to sing us a little something tonight, because America's in you know, we're in bad shape. We don't have a speaker. We need to sing a little something for us.
Oh, I can't think right now.
Well, pretend we're at the farmer's market and just sing us a little something.
Well, I sing different. I have it written down where I can sing when I'm down there. But let's see. Wait a minute. It's kind of coming to me. Something other. You know that song that Jimmy Swaggart used to sing all the time. I can't think.
Do you know any patriotic songs, Opal?
Any patriotic songs?
Yes.
Of course, I sing the down there, the Star Spangled Banner.
Well, there you go. Give us a little Star Spangled Banner.
Let's see how it starts. Wait a minute. There was a song come to me right then. The Sun is Shining. I sing that one pretty often. But I'm trying to think how I start that Star Spangled Banner, because you got to have a starting point, a starting word, and then you can tick off. Let's see.
Oh, say can you see, yes.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, where so proudly we hail, and our flag is still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave through the land and of the sea and of the home of the brave.
Well, that was very close, Opal. That's great. Now, so you don't want the Speaker of the House.
That's not as good as I usually do it.
Well, okay. No, you know what? You're put on the spot. I understand. But you won't be Speaker of the House, because that's what we're looking for, one.
Yes. I don't think I could go for that, because of so much more. I have uncovered police department error.
And you're busy.
I'm working that right now.
Yeah. Oh, Opal. Where, Opal. Uh-huh. Matt is here. Who you saying happy birthday to? Say hello to Opal, Matt.
How's it going, Opal?
Well, it's going pretty good, because I am pulling a cap off of a lot of evil.
Matt wants you to be Speaker of the House. The kid here, 20 years old, wants you to be Speaker of the House. Tell her, Matt.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Well, Matt? Matt, yes, I understand that desire, and I would love to be the Speaker of the House, because I could really really take that hammer and make it loud on the government. But you know what? They would do me like Trump, because I'm Republican, and I'd never get in there. That's what happened to my mayorship. You know why I couldn't get into mayorship? I'll tell everybody. I've been wanting to. There is a rule in the government, and it's called the Home Rule number 12, I think. Home Room 12, and it was set in rule back in 1912. I can't think hardly right now. But anyway, it's sent to all of the cities in the United States, and if you belong home rule 12, which Toledo does, why the people who are in office people, you know, who have stolen the offices and their, you know, like the sheriff and all of that, okay, and the mayor. And they rule the city. They rule this city. And I think Cleveland is there too. And I don't know how many other, I'm uncovering it. I don't know how many other cities is doing that. But Home Room 12, you look it up in your history books, and they sell out, for the people of each city of the United States, that when they belong to this home rule, why they rule the city. They tell they put the judges on the seats. A Republican cannot win a seat in this United States. Trump is right, and that's why I couldn't get it. Is because Satan. Well, Satan's behind it, and there hasn't been a Republican in this city since about 65. I traced it back to 67, when there's been no Republicans.
If you just went back two more years, you would have found them.
And that's the way it. I'm telling you that what happened to me, and it's that way with Trump. If I was Trump, you want me to tell you what I would have done?
What would you have done?
Just like I did. I walked off. And he may not should have walked off like I did, but I knew, and I told God, I said, Lord, if I live to be 100, then never let me have that seat. The Democrats, they destroyed my car, and it was thinking, and the Democrats was behind this last thing that happened to me, too. And the Democrats have ruled this country for so long that it's my doubt, you know, that the Republicans are going to come out. They're going to fight Trump as hard as they can during this election.
Well, Opal.
But Trump is right. And I have met Trump. I have touched Trump. I have talked to him face to face. I have. And
What did you tell him?
His win. I did.
You told me. Well, Opal, I know you got to get back fighting this corruption there. It's a rough time. But I'll tell you what, if you decide you want to be Speaker of the House, give us a call back.
I will, but that's a far-fetched thing to ask right now in one way, because I know so much corruption, and I'm fighting all the corruption.
Listen,
around
Opal,
here.
I'll tell you one, there's nothing far-fetched about this conversation we just had.
No, it's not. I'm saying, you know, far-fetched from my thinking right now.
No,
in one way, because I don't see how I could travel back and forth.
Well, we'll get you a car. We'll get you somebody to take you.
Oh yeah, well.
I know.
And I don't like airplanes.
No. We'll get you a nice pickup.
It's not far-fetched. Don't get me wrong.
No.
Don't think wrong of that.
No, but
it's not far-fetched. It's just far from my mind.
Well, think about it, and if you change your mind, call us back, and we'll talk again soon. I appreciate it, Opal. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just hoping there was something else that I could say, but I am uncovering the police department in what they do, and what it is they go into places who call them, if a manager tells you to leave and you don't leave. Why, then they have the setup. The police comes in, and they yell in your face. They did me, and they pull me across the street, handcuffed,
Well, I tell you, you gotta keep up the good work there, and we'll talk. But if it changes, let us know. And again, check that mute button. Check that mute button on your remote.
Push that. Yeah.
Hit the mute button.
On the remote.
On the remote.
Yeah. It could be a couple of things there, but I'll try that first.
All right. Well, Opal.
And you guys, thanks for calling in. I love you all, and I'll think about it. What you said, and I'm honored.
Thank you, Opal.
Honored.
Well, we appreciate it. Have a good night, Opal. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Matt. Well, we're striking out here. Boy, that was like drowning in the fish tank. I mean, it was just... Oh, man. You try to find it. This is why we can't get a Speaker of the House. Nobody wants the job. Well, what do you think?
I mean... Yeah.
We tried.
Yeah, I mean...
Phone lines are open if you've got any ideas. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I knew there'd be trouble. I just knew. There's no way to keep on subject there. Just no possible way.
Yeah, as soon as Opal picked up the phone, I was like, oh, man.
Well, she's a darling woman, but...
Yeah.
Wouldn't she make a great Speaker of the House? Now, she could take care of business, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, she can speak, that's for sure.
Boy, oh, boy, she could take care of business. She would... Those sessions in the House of Representatives would just go on and on and on and on and on. They'd never stop. What do you want to bet? $20 that her mute button has been pressed, and she had no sound on her television for years because the mute button is pressed. What do you think?
It's plausible.
I'm telling you, I think that's what it was. Got any other ideas for Speaker of the House? That one didn't fly very well. Again, phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would you like to see Opal as Speaker of the House? That was our first choice.
We could put like Glenn. Or like...
Glenn?
Or like Miranda McGinnis.
Oh, you like Miranda McGinnis, the auditor. Yeah, the auditor was in it. I have one more try here. Let's give this a shot. Boy, oh boy, this has to go better than that last call. We really got in the fish tank with the last call. Okay. We're ringing.
Nice.
The sound of ringing on the air. There's nothing like it.
Riveting.
Yes.
Hey, Ted, it's Scott.
How you doing, Scotty?
Good, good. How you doing tonight, Ted?
I'm not doing too well because I'm mad at Scott Anthony for I'm trying to get my damn money from the people I did this commercial for. And he's telling me that they sent it by mail. Oh, just one thing after another. What you got? What you guys doing? Oh, tonight's Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live, and you know we just wanted to call you tonight because I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know that was going on, but we wanted to call you because we just wanted to get your thoughts on this whole Speaker of the House situation that's been going on.
They can't get Jordan and nobody to take over, can they? Or both? Jordan lost twice, didn't he?
He did, and we found, you know, what's interesting, Jordan is our representative here in this area, and he tried to get a vote on Tuesday, and he lost by 20, or Wednesday, he tried to get a vote on Thursday, he lost by 22, and today he lost by 26, and now they've said you can't run again.
Well, they're going to have to change some. They say the Senate's getting ready to try to change some things around.
Well, what I was thinking, Ted, because I think this is very interesting, is that you don't have to have any qualification. You don't even have to be elected to be Speaker of the House. And I think we as Americans have to get somebody to run for this. You should be Speaker of the House.
Why don't you, Scott? You would be a great Speaker of the House.
Well, I have to leave and go there. But I think you could go in there and possibly straighten this whole mess out.
I would love to. You know that?
What?
I'd love to.
I think you could get the votes because I think you would appeal to both Republicans and Democrats because you've never really been a solid member of either one of those parties. So I think you could go. Do you think you could do better than Jim Jordan?
Well, let's just say Jordan felt like he was more qualified and he had some support at one point. But he's got a lot of people that don't, you know, care for him, and now they're talking about their if you don't vote for him or if you don't vote for Republican, there's all kind of death threats and everything else.
I know, and you know, that just is not the way the government should be run. And I just think we need somebody who's got integrity running this speaker. Basically, all the speaker does is decide if the bills go to the floor or not. And that's what they're all fighting about. They just want somebody who's going to put all the bills on the floor. You'd put all the bills on the floor, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know I would. Yeah.
I would. And Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. Let the people vote, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So what do you think, Ted? You think you can get it? Because they have an opening there. Clearly, they're having more trouble than McDonald's trying to fill this position.
Okay.
So what do you think? Would you be up for the job?
Well, right now, I can't even get paid for one thing, let alone another thing.
I think the government pays pretty well, though. I think they probably will get the checks there on time.
Aren't they? Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, remember the shutdown? And they did pay the congressmen and everybody else got paid. The politicians got paid.
They do, and they have a good health plan, and they have, I think it pays very well. You get a nice little office, and I think even transportation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds good there, Scotty. You and your bless your heart, you and your support. Wait a minute, I got a call from my daughter. Let me get this, and I'll call you right back.
Okay,
right
that
back.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ted.
Okay.
Oh, well, Matt, I think we might have found our Speaker of the House.
It'll be good.
Now, doesn't that sound right, though? Speaker of the House, golden voice? Doesn't that go together?
Yeah.
Can you imagine him getting up there, banging that gavel? He's already said he would do it for us. He would put all the bills on the floor. And isn't that the big contention that we have right now? That all the bills will not go to the floor?
Yeah. I do believe so.
I think we should celebrate a little bit here. We've got a top 10 list coming up later on, by the way, but don't you think we should celebrate a little bit that we might have found our Speaker of the House?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
pour myself a cup of that rich Folgers aroma. The best part of waking up, it's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mountain goat aroma always coming through. Now I'm right in harmony with that doo-wop, doo-wop, diddy. Whoa, one more cup and it's a hoo-wop, shoo-wop for me. Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Boy, those guys love their coffee. I think we might have found this next Speaker of the House, the man, breaking news right here. CNN should be breaking into all their programming right now, and Opal should be reading the bottom of the screen because she can't hear it, that we might have found the next Speaker of the House, golden voice Ted Williams. What do you think?
It's exciting.
Does anybody have any thoughts on this? I know you have thoughts on this out there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You have to understand, Matt and I are working hard for America tonight. We're trying to find a Speaker of the House. We don't have one. It ain't going to be Representative Jim Jordan. We got to have a Speaker of the House. We're working hard for America here, and I think we found him.
It'll be good.
Because Ted ain't getting paid from his other work, apparently. God bless his heart, and this would be good. He'd get some money.
Yeah, I mean, he already ran for president. He already ran for governor.
Right here again, another magic moment. Speaker of the House on this program.
I mean, I think he's got it.
I think Ted's our man.
I think so.
I would have never guessed, but I think who wants Ted Williams as the next Speaker of the House? Give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. We need your support. We need support from the people out there listening, right? It's Sweetest Day tomorrow, don't you know? Let's see here. Well, we need to celebrate some more that we might have found the next Speaker of the House here. Here's how you celebrate. You know, OSU's playing tomorrow. We should celebrate.
My Bologna has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My Bologna has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Now that's Buckeye Guy singing the Bologna song. Woo. My Bologna.
PS-117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
There we go. We're celebrating now. I think we've found the next Speaker of the House. It's the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Man, see, it didn't take us any 2 weeks to solve that problem.
Nope.
About 45 minutes.
Just took a few phone calls.
You have to find the right people. Now, do you think the Democrats would go for that? Yeah. Did he get six Democrats to vote for him?
He could probably get six Democrats.
And you didn't get those Republicans to vote for him?
He has a pretty good shot.
He's already said, I'll put all the paperwork to the floor. I'll put all the things out there. The bills.
Sounds like he's going to do it.
Well, that's all they really want, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think we have found it.
Look at that. Simple enough.
You know what's depressing to me? Fruitcakes went on sale today. At Kroger, the Claxton fruitcake. This is why they run out by Christmas time.
Why don't they just order more?
Well, because they don't understand the great demand for fruitcakes. Now, let's see, what else do we got? Well, Sweetest Day's coming up tomorrow. We're all excited about that. Boy, oh boy.
It's an off-brand Valentine's Day.
Started right in Cleveland, Ohio. Right here in the Buckeye State. Originally called Candy Day, where you got candy for some less fortunate people, but now it's some romantic jazz.
I mean, whatever they can do to sell people things.
Well, I think we've really done a service for America here tonight. You know?
I think so.
It had to happen.
Absolutely.
Somebody had to take reins of this thing and say, listen, this is not working. We've got to find the person who's going to be the next Speaker of the House, and by hook or by crook, we're going to do that. Now, Opal, God bless her heart, she was our first choice, but she's busy fighting corruption there in Toledo, and clearly the Democrats have smashed her car and blown her house up, and you know she can't even get her television to work. It's a sad day there in Toledo, Ohio, for Mrs. Covey.
It really is. She's doing great work discovering all the fraud in the police departments, though.
She's like CSI Toledo. That's what she's like. The woman can fight crime, she can get to the government, she can crack the case, but she cannot get the sound to work on her television.
Yeah,
she can defeat the United States government, but to get that sound on her television to work ain't gonna happen.
It's like I always say, Scott, you win some and you lose some.
Does it all turn out okay in the end?
It seems not for Opal, no.
Not for her sister, certainly. Her sister bit the dust.
Yeah.
But she called her some very foul language before she went out.
Did you know that nursing homes just kill people?
Did you know that her sister had a relationship with a gardener who was of the opposite ethnic background?
I didn't up until today, no.
Are you frightened by this whole thing?
Not really,
It certainly has scared Opal to death.
Opal.
Listen, we gotta go to break. Stay tuned. We have found, this is the best, you know, you can't tune away from this show because we have found the next Speaker of the House. It is gonna be the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. We're just waiting for a call back. Stay tuned. We've got much more to talk about in a whole top 10 list. Don't you dare switch the dial.
Over the air with us. Just call in 383-9944. We would love to hear from you, and we'll